today's Tanya for the 12th day of Shvat is in Perek Chof Gimel, chapter 23. It's on page 56. The number at the bottom of the page is 96. The Alter Rebbe is showing how the inner will, the Pnimius HaRotzen of the Eibishter, which is in Maisa HaMitzvahs, makes the mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah, the life of the mitzvah, the garment of the soul with which the mitzvah is performed, a limb of God, bottled to God like a limb is bottled to the neshama, and thereby also the body that does the mitzvah is a vehicle and a chariot for godliness, similar to the bittul of the limbs of the bodies of the patriarchs in whom the bittul was total, both in all the parts of the body as well as constantly all the time. Middle of the page at the brackets on page 56. Until now we were talking about the hands and the feet with which a mitzvah is performed, but when it comes to the thought and to the mind and to the speech and the words of Torah, which are the two internal garments of the godly soul, action being the external garment, and certainly the godly soul itself, which is clothed within them, within the thought of Torah and the words of Torah, the neshama certainly is completely bottled. Kulam miyuchodim mamosh biyichud gomor beratzin ha'elyon. They are completely united with a total bond in God's will. The leimer kova levad, not only a chariot for godliness, but completely one with God's will. Kizotzin ha'elyon hu hadvar halacha atzma, because the divine will is the halacha shemaharheru medaber bo, which the person is thinking about and speaking about. Shekol ha-halochis heim prote hamshochis pnimiyas rotzen ha-elyon atzmei, because every halacha is a detail, one part of God's will. Shekach ol ha-beretzeinu yizbareich, because this is God's will. That a given thing is kosher, is permissible, is innocent, or the opposite, or something is not kosher and not permissible and not innocent, and so on. V'chein kol tzizufei yisiyes Tanakh, not only the halachas, not only the verdicts in Torah are God's will, but even the combination of the letters of the written Torah, the yisiyes of Tanakh, hein hamshoch asritzei nevechoch mosei, they too are an expression of God's will and God's wisdom, hamiyuchodes be'ein seiv baruchu betachlis hayichud. This Rotzen and Chochma, God's will and God's wisdom, are completely united and totally one with Him. Shehu HaYedeya V'hu HaMada, etc. He is the knower and He is the knowing, as we learned earlier in Tanya. Zeh Shomadi Raisa V'kutche B'richa Kul Echad, and this is why it says that God and Torah are all one. Not that the Torah are the limbs of God, but an even higher level than that. It's not only that Torah are the limbs of the king, as are the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are described as God's limbs, but the Torah itself is God, more more bottle and more one with God than the mitzvahs. Umach hasheratzon elyon hamiyuchad beinsev baruch hu betachlis hayichud. And because this divine will, which is absolutely one with God Himself, who begilui legamre v'lei behester panim klal u'klal b'nefesh holikis, this godly will is completely revealed, not concealed at all. The face is not concealed from the godly soul, ulevusheho hapnimim, and the godly soul's inner garments. To those garments, God is not hidden at all. Shehei machshavto v'dibura be'esa shosho damesik b'divetayda, the thoughts of the godly soul and the speech of the godly soul at the time that a person is engaged with thought and speech in tayda harigam hanefesh ulevusheho elu, then the result is that this nefesh and its garments miyuchadim mamish be'ensev baruch hu are completely one and united with God, be'eso shoh, b'tachlis ha'yichud. What kind of a yichud? Ki yichud dibure u'machshavte shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'muhusei v'atzmusei kenal. Just as God's thought and will are one with Him, the person who is thinking God's thoughts and speaking God's will, speaking God's wisdom, the person, the neshama, and the garments of that neshama are completely one with God. Ki ein shum davar nifrad, because there is nothing here that separates or interferes with godliness. The only time that something would be separated is ki im behester panim kenal, only through the hiding of the face that was described earlier in describing how klipa comes into existence. It is the result of the hiding of the face, but here there is no hiding of the face, and therefore there is no separation, and that is why the nefesh that is thinking the mitzvah and speaking the mitzvah and the garments of thought and speech, while they are engaged in the mitzvah, are completely one with God. Lei eid elishi yichudam hu b'yeses eis v'yeser oz. What is more is that this union, this oneness between the nefesh and God is greater and stronger miyichud eid ein sev baruch hu b'ilim es oyenin than the oneness of God as it exists in higher worlds. In the higher worlds, in the spiritual worlds, where there is nothing besides God, there, the world and God are not as united, are not as one as the oneness that exists between the nefesh doing the mitzvah, studying Torah, the nefesh studying the Torah, and God. And why is that? Me'achash rotzen ho'elyin hu b'gili mamish b'nefesh u'levusheho, because the divine will is completely revealed in the nefesh and in its garments. Ha'es ken b'teza, while the garments are engaged in teza, shaharehu hu ha'teza atzmo, because God is teza, and therefore God's will is most revealed in the teza. Chol ha'ilam esol yenim, whereas the higher worlds, all of them, mekablim chayusam me'er v'chayus hanimshach me'hateza, they all get their energy and their life from the godliness, the ray of godliness that comes from Torah. So Torah itself is God. The worlds, even the highest worlds, they receive their godliness from the Torah. Shehi ritzei nevechachmasi yisbarich, the Torah, which is God's will and God's wisdom. Kidichsi, that it says, Kulam b'chachma asisa, God created them all with chachma, and chachma is teza, v'imkein ha-chachma shehi ha-teza, is l'mayla mikulam. Therefore, teza is higher than all the other worlds. V'hi hi ritzene yizbazeich, and this is the part of God's will, ha-nikra seviv kol almin. It is higher than the worlds, and that's why it is called Seviv Kol Almin. It surrounds all the worlds. שהיא בחינס מה שמעין יוחו להסלביש בתך אלמין. It is that level of God's will that cannot be clothed within the world, רק מחיה ומאיר למיילו בבחינס מקיף. Rather, it illuminates from above by surrounding the world. He hamislabeshes benefesh ulevusheho, and it is that transcendent save of kol almin. That part of God's will that can't enter into the world, it is that part of God that is clothed within the nefesh. And the garments of the nefesh, bebechinas gili mamosh, with a total revelation, it is totally revealed, kisha eis ken bedivei teza, when the garments are involved in the study of teza. And although it is possible that the person doesn't feel it, doesn't sense it, he's not aware of this transcendent godliness that is present within him when he's studying Teza, but even though he doesn't sense it, his neshama above does sense it. ומשום יוכל לסבל משום דלחזי מה שאין כן באויינם. And it is because they don't see, because we don't perceive this godliness, that is why we are able to exist and to endure this godliness, which is not the case above in the higher worlds. In the higher worlds, the reason that the higher worlds are not overwhelmed by God's inner will is because God's inner will is not revealed within them. So the Teza, being higher than the worlds, is revealed within the neshama more than in the spiritual worlds, and it is from that teza, from the ray of that teza, that all the higher worlds get their life. The result being that all the worlds exist by virtue of the study of teza. In the Hayyim Yom for the 12th of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that Seichel and Mideis are two separate worlds. Intellect is a world that is cold and calm, and emotion is a world that is spontaneous and intense, hot. A person's aveda is to combine them and to unite them. The intensity and the spontaneity of the person is transformed into a longing, and the intellect is transformed into a guide for life of aveda and action.